Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is September 25th, 2022. Today's song recommendation is Awesome God by Rich Mullins. Today's scripture will be found in the book of Psalms. I'll be reading Psalm 2, and I will also read Psalm 25, verses 4 through 12. I've been reading the Psalms. I came on a couple of days ago to read Psalm 1. Some of you might know that I will begin the Bible from the beginning at Genesis and I will read all the way to Revelation, and I am currently in the book of Psalms and thought it would be a good idea to just read the Psalms to you. Jesus Christ is on record saying that everything in the book of the law, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, and the prophets and the Psalms will be fulfilled before he returns. And so the Psalms are important. It's important to know what they say because they have to be fulfilled before Jesus Christ returns in his full Father's glory. So what I want to do today is just read the Psalm. I'll offer my comments after Psalm 2, and then I will read Psalm 25 verses 4 through 12. And I'm incorporating Psalm 25 verses 4 through 12 because this morning I read Psalm 25 and it seemed to fit. Those verses seemed to fit along with Psalm 2. So let's get started. If you want to pull your Bibles out, turn to Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, "But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.' Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them with earthenware. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him." Pause. Sound familiar? Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? We have an incredible amount of evil in this day and age. Evil, evil, evil. Sometimes I don't even turn on the TV because I just get so discouraged, and I just, with the commercials being about homosexuality and the movies incorporating that, my goal is to always try to reach someone for the Lord. And I'm going to be honest on this podcast. Homosexuality is a sin. That lifestyle is a sin. But you, if you're listening out there and you have a problem with homosexuality, you can be delivered from that. You can be delivered. You have to ask the Lord for deliverance, and you must abstain from having sexual intercourse with the same sex. Abstain from it. So there is that promotion, so to speak, on TV. It's on the news. They want you to believe that the Lord God Almighty says that this is not a, homosexuality isn't a sin, abortion isn't a sin, when in fact Scripture says that it is. But it also says that if somebody turns to the Lord, that salvation is his or hers. You are washed clean by the blood of Jesus. You are being sanctified by the Lord day by day. And we're not going to get it right automatically. But as we go into the day or tomorrow or the next day and so on and so forth, we don't want to sin. So if you're considering abortion, don't do it. If you've had an abortion, you are forgiven. If you seek forgiveness from the Lord and repent, that's the key. If you practice the LGBTQ plus lifestyle and you ask the Lord for forgiveness, repent. Turn away from that sin. And all the other sins, repent, turn away from sin. The nations are in an uproar. I know the United States is, for example, and Russia and Ukraine. It's all coming to a head, it seems. And they're always devising a vain thing against the Lord and against his anointed, who is Jesus Christ, his son. He is the anointed one. They're always devising, they're always getting together and taking a stand against the Lord. That's why all this is, you know, all the promotion about homosexuality and LGBTQ plus and abortion. They're promoting these sins against the Lord, and the people that are following the wrong counsel are listening. Kids are listening. They're listening to the wrong counsel. They are taking their stand against the Lord and against his anointed one, and they're causing people to stand with them. But those of you listening are going to or are already standing with God. And you know, these wars and rumors of wars and these nations that are up in an uproar. In the United States, it's about, we can't have a thought contrary to what those in authority think is right. So we've got the righteous and the unrighteous, the evil and the good. It's a battle between good and evil in the United States, and probably in other nations, but I'm not going to get into that. And then this Russia and Ukraine thing is a whole nother story. But all the while, he who sits in the heavens laughs. Can you imagine God laughing? It's probably a thunderous laugh. Large and mighty. The Lord scoffs at them. And in verse 5, the Lord, the title Lord, is not in all capital letters. It's capital L, lowercase ORD. So this is referring to Jesus Christ, the anointed one, who scoffs at them. And the Father laughs. Why do you think he's laughing? Because these people are devising a plan. They're counseling, they're getting together and they're counseling against the Lord, God Almighty. He laughs because he's God. They can't beat him. They can't pull a fast one on him. He's probably, laughing at these people, thinking, oh, you guys are just going down, down, down. Because then in verse 6, the Father says, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. And he has given his son, who he has begotten, he's going to give them everything. Give him everything on the earth. All the nations are his. They're his inheritance. To the very ends of the earth is his possession. And he says Jesus, will break them with the rod of iron and shatter them like earthenware. He's coming for him. He's coming for him. But then he offers them a way out of their demise. He says in verse 10, now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Pause. They're obviously not showing very good discernment because they haven't thought it through of who they're dealing with. And God is saying, show some discernment. Make the better choice. Do you want to stay in the evil, or do you want to come over to the good side? He says, take warning, O judges of the earth. Take a warning from me. Step away from your path and come into the right path. And he's asking, worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. He's given somebody out there, by using these words, another chance, another way of thinking. Are you sure you want to stay in that, listening to the people? Or do you want to come over here, use great discernment, and be with God's people? And give the homage due to his son. Because if you don't do that, worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling, and give homage to the Son, he will become, if you do this, worship and rejoice and give homage to the Son, he will turn his anger away from you, and you will not perish in the way. But if you stay in the other way, in the evil way, the wrath of God will be kindled, and it won't go good for you at all. At all. But blessed are all who take refuge in him. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. And blessed are those that don't follow in the way of the wicked. Let's go over to Psalm 25. verses 4 through 12. And this is going to talk about the way that we should be on, the path that we should be on, the path that he's saying, come out of that darkness, that evil, and come into the light, the goodness of God. Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and your loving kindnesses, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your loving kindness, remember me. For your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are loving kindness and truth to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man who fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way he should choose. Pause. Isn't that beautiful? If you stick with the Lord, he will instruct you in the way of the Lord. He will teach you the good paths of the Lord. How to turn away, how to turn your life from sin and turn to him, where you can then take refuge in him and he will protect you, where his blessings will be upon you. If you keep his covenant and his testimonies, the testimony of Jesus Christ, read the gospel so you know who he is. And when he says that everything in the book of the law and the prophets and the Psalms will be fulfilled, he means it. So it's important to read the whole entire Bible front to back. I appreciate that you're listening to me reading the Psalms, because you're hearing God's word, and God's word does not come back void. And he knows our iniquity. He knows our sins. He knows what we did in our youth. We're not going to get it right away. But if you keep being instructed by the Lord day by day and repent. It means to turn away from sin. Keep his covenant and his testimonies. Keep his covenant and his testimonies. And where it says in verse 5, for you are the God of my salvation, for you I wait all the day. We wait on our God. We wait on the Lord Jesus Christ to return. We wait.
One day he's going to set everything straight. One day. And he's going to wipe away all of our tears. One day. Ah, I can't wait. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.